I keep saying this in every show, and I just want to make sure that everyone out there hears this and gets this. So I just want to really thank you for putting together News for the Soul and giving people like myself the opportunity to have access to a wider audience and be able to spread our work further. And one thing I want to point out to anyone else who's out there who may be thinking of joining News for the Soul is that, Nicole, you make this really easy. All I do is I pick up a phone and I dial in. That's it. It's brilliant to have somebody else be there as the technical guru, as the producer, as the person that gets everything else sorted out. So all I need to do is turn up, say my bit, and go away. So that's been really, really great. And it's been a wonderful experience.
You've done that very well. And it's gone by too fast. We're going to miss you. And when you get a new program going, back in touch with us.
Yeah, no, definitely, I will. And it's also been a wonderful experience doing this as well, because in creating the contents for the shows, and taking my existing content and modifying it, what's happened is I've created new stuff.
Yeah.
So this has actually been a great learning journey as well. So again, for people out there thinking, oh, I don't know if I've got anything to say, or maybe my stuff's not really ready and not prepared, sign up with Nicole to do this, and I guarantee you, you will get stuff prepared. You will have stuff ready. And that is material that's going to go on forever that you can use. I mean, the shows that we've been doing here, I've been sending them to my clients. Yeah, they've been using it as part of the program that I've been running to get deeper understanding on some of these other things that I may have gone over with them once before on a one-to-one basis. But it's always great to get it in a more teaching class type of format as well.
It's something they can revisit. That's really great that you did that. Love that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and without this, then I would have had to do it in a very sort of like a stale, boring environment of sitting there just recording into a microphone, knowing that there's nobody else at the other end.
Well,
it's a completely different experience, but you know
the
microphone.
We've had a about your show, and yeah, you're going to be missed by many, but keep in touch.
I will do, and I suspect that I will be back in the near future.
Today is you, Nicole. I want to celebrate you because this is the first birthday of my celebration with you and this radio station. Mm-hmm. I've had a year with you and it's went like a flash.
It did. Wow. That's amazing. And on Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Isn't that fabulous?
Oh,
so beautiful. I know you do very many things, but I think this radio that you have created must be just about the most important piece of your life's work.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've created an amazing venue for bringing God and spirit to the attention of as wide an audience as possible through all those wonderful speakers that you have and the guests that come to share all their wisdom so that we can benefit from it. Because to me, spiritual growth is the most important part of our life. The only thing that's really worth striving for. So, Nicole, I thank you for your courage, for your trust and kindness in offering me this possibility to join you here. When I've never done anything like that before. Truly, you have taken... it must have been hard for you to get somebody who's never done any radio shows and somebody who you really didn't know anything about.
Well, I trust spirit, and look at you. You've been like a pro from day one. You know, it's not about having experience. It's about bringing your important, authentic, unique piece to the big mosaic, and you do it so beautifully.
Oh, thank you. But without you, I wouldn't have any place to do it, you see? So... Really, thank you so, so much. I love and appreciate you, and thank you so much.
That's
I'm going to light a big candle on this first birthday of our collaboration. I didn't think of bringing one here to light, but as soon as we're done, I will go and get one and light it.
I love that. And I love you so much. I'm just so glad that you're a part of News for the Soul. And thank goodness I found you, or Spirit found you, or whoever, whatever the upstairs team wants to be called today. But I'm very grateful for the gratitude and looking forward to speaking with you again next time.
Yes, yeah, in 2 weeks.
Yes, Nicole, we're celebrating.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the Psychic Love Doctor, Deborah Lee and Friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the Psychic Love Doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, this is Deborah Lee. I'm your original Psychic Love Doctor, and I have with me the junior Psychic Love Doctor, another Deborah. So we are working together to take your phone calls, answer your concerns, provide insight through free readings that we're going to give during the entire next hour. So if you would love to chat with us, find out what your future holds in terms of love, everything, mm-hmm. You know, it can be love, all kinds of relationships, your work, friends, neighbors, kids.
Right, and even about themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can't cover in a reading for you, as you heard in the beginning, and I'm just going to reiterate a little for those of you who are just popping in. I did learn this method from my grandmother about 35 years ago. She called it personal prophecy. I tried to do as much research as I could on the method, but surprisingly, after she passed away, all I had were the fundamentals she taught me. I found nothing written about it anywhere. So this method, though, I want you to know, is incredibly perceptive, insightful. It's very life-changing. Just by being able to know what is on your path and what can you do in order to improve it, change it, get rid of it. You know, mm-hmm. We have more options than we think in life. Mm-hmm. So that's what we will be attending to. Deborah's going to give you the number.
Yes, 646-595-4274. And remember, the lines tend to fill up quickly. So if I were you, I would call in the beginning if you have the opportunity.
So you can get in the queue.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll get to you as soon as we can. Now, of course, when the time is up, we can't always get to everyone. Mm-hmm. But that should motivate you then next Monday. Be first in line.
Yes.
Now, Deborah and I were talking before the show opened. We were talking about how life presents us with so many changes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And some are changes that we don't want, but we need, but we don't know we need them.
Until we're looking back in retrospect. And then we go, wow, that really worked so well.
Yes. And thinking back 6 months ago to the trajectory I'm taking now, I would have never thought.
Never thought.
No. But sometimes things happen in life and, you know, situations happen. Good and bad that just lead
There's
us
so to... many transitions that can mm-hmm. be so frightening.
Right, absolutely too. And I think when we grow spiritually, it happens quicker. You know, all the changes and transformation.
So
yes, it happens quicker. Yeah.
Sometimes a relationship seems to be declining. Mm-hmm. And you know, the thing is, we women tend to really try to be fixers. We get that great big glue gun out, and we're just going to put everything back together.
Yes, and at the same time, you know, I was raised as a fixer and a take care. So trying to get out of it, you know, is in each relationship has been difficult for me.
Sure.
At the same time, this relationship I'm in now, I've really backed off, and I was so proud of myself. But I think I was still in the energy, so I think that's what he kind of expects in a way, if that makes sense. You know, or with, no matter what I say verbally, you know, that I'm going to this, I'm going to that, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, well, I thought you were going to take care of me. Oh, but I've been saying all this time that it's time for me now, but yet I'll work with you, you know, type thing. So just make sure you communicate with
And Deborah, I think a lot of it comes as you get older.
Yes, and at the same time, all I keep thinking in my head, because I do have sometimes these weird thoughts, that it's just basically sometimes relationships go like this. You know, sometimes it's like this, you know, sometimes it's like that. But I feel a lot of mine have just gone like that because I'm on the path to spirituality.
And then sometimes it's as if we have literally outgrown our connection and our attachment
right.
to certain
right.
groups of friends, a job, a partner.
Right, right. And I think being raised also, you know, with the mentality of, oh, you know, I've got to stay with this person for all these years because it's admirable. Not really if it's not a healthy relationship, you know, so I had to get rid of that out of my mind as well. And that really helped me because sometimes people are in our lives for a season for us to learn something and then move on.
Also, we women that have been baby boomers or we've been on the verge, you know, on either side, we were raised by mothers that didn't necessarily have a job. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, women did not know how economically to take care of themselves and their children. So if they had an abusive husband, what did they do? They tried to stay.
Yes. Yes.
Where nowadays we women make our own money. And what did you say earlier about that meme? Women aren't afraid to eat dinner alone.
Exactly. I was sitting it out back last night and I said the same thing. I'm not afraid to eat alone. As a matter of fact, I'm okay to eat alone. I like myself. I like my company.
So I think a lot of times men now have to be less traditional, and they've got to come up to speed and realize they're not dealing with a wife stuck in, you know, the 1950s.
And it's hard, too, because some men are still raised that way.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
Your wife should do this, and she should do that, and she shouldn't do this. Well, you know what? When people get together, you know, have conversations. This is what works for me. This is what doesn't. This is what feels good for me. This is what doesn't. And then when people feel a change, say something. Hey, I know we talked about this, but this is how I'm feeling now. You know, always stay aligned, you know, and so that the expectations and the disappointments don't occur. Because people change. Life ebbs and flows, and so do we.
Well, men have so often told me in confidence that the scariest thing that ever happened to them was when their like, say, living girlfriend or their wife decided to go out and either get an education or get a job. Because mm-hmm. now she's out in the mainstream mm-hmm. of life, no longer at home with a baby on each hip, we'll say.
Right. And what I don't think they realize is when women can build themselves like that, we are so much happier. We feel independent. We feel so good about ourselves, so we can be better in the home.
Right. So they shouldn't let it threaten them. So if anything, be a number one cheerleader for us. Make
yes.
our little lunch
support
in the morning.
Us.
You
yes.
know,
support us. Whether you agree with it or not, it's really not the issue because then ego gets in
right.
rather than spirituality saying, you know what, all is going to be well. I love this woman. You know, I want to see her grow. As long as they can grow together and he can understand, and as long as there's communication at all times, you know, staying aligned.
And if a woman feels really loved and if she feels cared for,
oh my God,
respected, honored, all those things,
yes.
I don't care who comes along. No one is going to take her from you.
Exactly, exactly, right. exactly. And that's their insecurities, too. So we could go a lot of places with that. But we do have an email. Lauren in New York is saying she's finding it challenging to set relationship goals with everything in the future seemingly so uncertain.
Mm.
So Lauren in New York has uncertainty in her future. So challenging setting relationship goals.
You know, I think we can all have a certain degree of certainty in our present life.
Absolutely.
But I don't
know what you want.
The future is still so nebulous.
For all of us, though.
Yeah. It's not just for her, but
yeah.
I see what she's trying to do. She's trying to project, how can I find a happy place to, you know, for harmony and all that, that will fit in with relationship goals.
She's finding it challenging to
yeah.
set relationship goals with everything in the future seeming so uncertain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
I will
life.
Take a look for Lauren.
Yeah. Yeah, relationship goals. I think that's, you know, with what we just talked about, you know, aside from the challenging, just relationship goals, at least having them on her mind is awesome. You know, the
goals. Oh, I agree.
Yeah. We've got to have goals. You know, and that's why we all have to, you know, in relationships, have these conversations. You know, be your authentic self from the beginning instead of, oh, I'm Mr. Nice Guy and blah, blah, blah. Yes, yes, yes to everything. There's got to be some disagreements. That's what compromise and negotiation is about. So if there's disagreements in the beginning, maybe you have someone who just doesn't want to say the truth, you know, but then it's going to cause problems later. But if there's disagreements, there's healthy ways to mediate, negotiate with each other. Oh, is that how you feel? Oh, this is how I feel. Oh, well, there's a common ground. Oh, does this feel good for you? Oh, yes, this feels good for me type thing. It's so easy.
Well, I want to tell you, Miss Lauren here is a very complex, deep-thinking lady.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't somebody that's just, you know,
I want a man to be done with it.
She said it. That's exactly it. This is a very highly discerning woman who knows what she wants and yet is trying to, say, bargain with her future on how can I have them both? How can I have it all?
Mm.
All right. And that's where what I think she needs to do is I kind of want her to get rid of that word. What was it again?
Finding it challenging?
No. I think the word is like boundaries. Don't try to compartmentalize everything. The right thing works out in its own way and time. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
If you are somebody that is working, say, a very demanding job, 12 hours a day, you're in charge of like a corporation or your own, you know what I mean? You're a high caliber physician, something like that, but you're lonely and you wonder, how in the world am I ever going to fit a partner into this? That's when the universe will conspire with you and bring you that individual that you can't believe is actually walking the same green earth with you. That, and this has happened to me, so I raise my hand to tell you this can happen.
Mm-hmm.
This will be somebody that comes along that it's almost as if you put in an order to Amazon.
Ooh.
And it took longer than 2 days. But it's precisely what you want for yourself. So, Lauren, you just need to believe that it's there, that it will come to you. Remember how we're all told it's all in front of us.
Yeah. So just nurture yourself and expect it to come eventually when it's time.
And it will literally walk up to you. And then I feel that how she wrote, she's finding it challenging to set relationship goals. I tell you, I believe that life follows a natural progression. And goals, I'm thinking she's saying in relationship goals, like for instance, a lasting, meaningful relationship, possibly marriage, children, you know, the whole enchilada, that you don't have to figure that all
mm-hmm.
out in a day.
True.
You know?
True. And I remember that going back to college. I remember because I graduated, what, maybe 30 years, and then I went back to school. So I said to myself, I'm not going to say I'm going to get a bachelor's right now because it's overwhelming. So I just went for the first associates. And then when I got my associates, I went for the bachelor's one step at a time.
Exactly.
That really helps my thinking and me being able to deal with it.
I know. And a way to maybe see it more symbolically, think of your life as a big salami. Seriously, a salami. And as for goals, cut off pieces. You don't have to have the whole salami right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think she's going to do just fine. Right now, you're in a patch.
Awesome.
It's a bit of a rough patch, but you know, with rough patches come those golden, joyful days.
Yeah.
Okay. When you look back and it all makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like when we're going through it, it doesn't usually, you know? And just like I saw a meme the other day that said the light at the end of the tunnel is the only thing that's the illusion is the tunnel. It's like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh, I want to put out there that I think Lauren, with a year from now, is going to look back and be amazed at how far she's actually come.
Nice. So I'm happy for her. That was a great email. And we do have a phone call.
Wonderful.
Actually, 973 has been waiting a couple minutes. Hello, 973. Your name and where you're calling from?
Yes. Happy Monday. My name is Tina. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi,
well,
Tina.
Hello there, Tina.
Hi.
We know you.
Yeah. I guess we switched the party from Friday night to Monday evening. Okay.
There you go. So how are you, hon?
I'm fine. Still just wanted to ask, what do you pick up from me and Kendrick?
Oh, you and Kendrick. How has your week been together?
okay. I told you how he is, so I just wanted to see what spirit has.
Awesome. You must be so fun to be with, Tina.
Yeah.
I'd love to hang out with you for a little while. I'm sure we would laugh and have some fun.
Oh, I guess you're picking up. I have a party in my spirit. Yes, I am. A welcome party.
You
thank
sure
you.
Do. So I remember these calls from
oh,
before.
Yes. Remember
yeah.
Kendrick and Tina?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Since I have a party, I just created a nonprofit organization so that I can start helping people. It's Sweat and Joy.
Awesome.
That's wonderful.
I love that. I was actually thinking about looking into nonprofit because I'm moving, you know, away from the area, and nonprofit for me it came to spirit, well, to my mind, myself. So,
yeah, it's really good, especially in New Jersey. Just to start, it's just like $75, and then you have to pay $600, and it takes like 6 months. So, yeah, you could get started quickly with the article of incorporation.
Awesome.
Well,
that's
a wonderful idea.
Yeah, thank you.
And I don't think we could ever have too many of those, do you?
No, my mother-in-law from my first marriage, she actually worked for a nonprofit for 32 years. She just retired. And,
wow.
Hello. we all have to spread love and pay it forward. That's what it's about.
We do, and that's the thing. For me, you know, I don't really look at the stats as a sociologist. I don't look at stats. That's funny. As far as income, I want to be able to feel like I'm making a difference and I'm helping someone. So if I even make, you know, way below what I'm supposed to with my education and whatnot, that works for me. I'm fine. You know,
Yeah, I went to school to become a doctor. I did it all. I've been teaching for 18 years and I'm tired. Nothing gives me as much joy as helping people. None of it.
Good
absolutely.
For you, hon. You will
yep.
be so blessed for
yeah.
that.
Rich in heart.
Thank you.
Now, I'm looking at your cards, and I find that Kendrick is really contemplating moving in with you or having you move in with him. It's one way or the other. But, yes, he would very much like to wake up next to you every day, you know, come home after work to you every day. And I wouldn't be surprised the two of you work this out within the next few months. You know, the summertime is a wonderful time for moving, isn't yeah. it? You don't have all those snow banks
yeah.
to climb
yeah.
over, those icy roads.
Yeah, especially up there in Jersey.
Yes, right,
yeah.
right. So I feel that this relationship is really steadily moving along. And even though you occasionally have your disagreements, and this to me is very healthy. Well, like you've been saying to me, Deborah, how important it is to be able to express your feelings and to be able to negotiate the relationship
and feel safe about it.
Right.
You know?
So,
yeah, but you know, he's a piece of work. You know, he has that the way his emotions are set up. You know, and it's like he's, you know, because I'm helping now, he's helping more. He's a, you know, was a police officer, so. He was unemotional, but now he's like, I help people every day too. So yes, that was a battle too. Because I said, stop acting like that and help people.
it's a different way, protecting and serving. You know, it's all in the same.
Well,
though.
It's definitely in his spirit to work in. He's going to work hand in hand with her. He follows your lead so much, Tina, and I feel the two of you face a future that is filled with love, happiness, security, and don't be surprised if down the road a piece, and I mean as far as a piece, 3 to 5 years, that you and he with the children could be moving away to a better location.
Oh, great.
Yes. Yes, I definitely see that as a option for you, okay? So things look wonderful.
Okay, you don't see a baby anymore because I stayed away from him when you told me about that.
Stayed away from that.
Well,
funny.
You know, here's what I have to say, though. I can see it or not see it, but what God wants for you, you know, I certainly can't intercede on that. I do feel that there is still a pregnancy here, and it may seem to come right at the worst possible time considering finances, you know, living accommodations. You might not have the room, but it's funny how things work out. When once you, Deborah, you know, once you've had that baby, you hold it in your arms, you just know everything's going to be okay.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it probably doesn't hurt to keep staying away from him until
I told him. He was like, you're trying to control me. I said, I'm not trying to control you. They told me stay away from you. So
you may not like us very much.
He was happy about the child part, but I wasn't. So I said, I'm staying away from you.
Well, you know, there are other techniques.
I was thinking the same.
Where
you can
still satisfy him, you know, pleasure and satisfy him.
I work on the other techniques, but he's not listening to me, so we have to stay away from each other.
You're adorable. I love when you call us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care, honey. Bye-bye. She has a party in her spirit.
Yeah.
Love
I think
that.
We'd have a nice time with her. Mm-hmm. She's uplifting. And already, you know, the energy of nonprofit right there. That says a lot.
It really is, you know.
Nonprofit. I'm here to change. I'm here to help people. I'm here to love people. You know, I love that.
We need a lot of that. If you think of all the businesses that are so financially motivated, you know?
You know, the root of all evil, they say, is money. It's just how, I guess, people perceive it, how it's, you know, people are driven when it comes to money instead of expecting the universe to give them what they need.
Right.
Know?
Absolutely agree.
But we do have another caller, 806. Hello, 806. Your name and where you're calling from?
Hello.
Hi.
Danielle.
Hey, Danielle, how are you doing, hon?
Good. How are you? How was your weekend?
Our weekends were very, what would you say, like the action-packed.
Lots of stuff going on.
How was yours?
I had a good weekend. I just got to relax and, you know, I cleaned my room, did some homework, and just enjoyed my weekend.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
What would your question be for us, Danielle?
Okay, so summer's coming up. Me and Isaac have like about 2 weeks left in our semester, and summer's coming up, and I just want to see like if you see like anything like serious for us for this summer. Like, do you see us like becoming official, or do you like you see him like asking me to like move in, or like what do you see for us, like something that will be like more official for us or something like that?
Wow. And at the same time, while Deb's getting the cards ready, what do you want? What are your hopes? Do you want to get engaged?
I want to know where I stand. Like, I want to know if we're just, you know, like, because we obviously love and care for each other. But I just want to know, like, for sure, like, I want him to say, like, I love you, like, I want this for us, let's work on this. Like, I want him to say it, and I want him, you know what I mean? Like, I want
a confirmation from him. Before, yeah, he's a great communicator anyway, right?
Yeah, usually, like, I mean, he's pretty good, I think, but I just don't like to be overbearing or just, you know, like to like let things flow. So I don't want to just be like, I don't want to make him feel like he has to make a decision, or I want him to know he is going to make one.
If you start to pressure a guy, what happens? He's backing out.
Absolutely.
It's like everything has to be his idea, even if it was really your idea first.
Yes.
Oh, really? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'm seeing for you. What I see is that he does love you so very much. He could not be more wrapped up in his relationship with you. There's just one little but in there. And that but is he would love for you to want to be more social in a group. I think we covered this before, and it's still here. Hmm. He would like to have their private romantic times, but he'd like to go out in a group and, you know, do stuff. I don't know what you can do in Texas.
Yeah, I just think that's weird because I honestly feel like he feels like the opposite, because I have said, like, let's go do this, like, let's go out, like, let's go, like, have a game night with friends and whatever, and, like, he's, like, so unsure, like, he's like, no, no, I have plans, or, like, he always, like, pushes me off, like, brushes it off.
At the same time, what about a tour where there are other people, where you can learn to interact around other people, meet other COD fans?
Right, that would be awesome. Also, I do feel he's contemplating wanting to move in with you. So if you always seem like you're receptive to go out, maybe, you know what I just heard? I hear that he's shy, that he has a shy nature. And the thought of going out, say, to, like, play games with others, or there's an aspect to him that is, think of a good word, like withdrawing, like not wanting to play, not wanting to make a fool out of himself.
Oh,
And then I'm thinking, like, with us not being official, like, does he not want to be seen in public with me or something? Like, that's what I think.
That's a question that I would feel comfortable just having a face-to-face conversation about that one.
I would, too.
Yeah.
I would want to know, how casual are we, or how much of an item are they? Do they still call
us
that?
We go out to eat and stuff, and, like, that's public, but, like, because you keep on saying social activities, and that's, like, with his friends or my friends, and I feel like if we're, like, seen together again, like, by each other's friends, he's going to be, like, so, like, scared to be, like, scared to say, like, what we are, you know what I mean, to his friends, because you've mentioned, like, his friends are not, they, like, don't want him in a relationship again or something with me.
They don't.
It's not about them, though.
They don't, but it's a good thing for him to be with you, for the friends to see, right?
It's really none of their business.
No, it isn't, but you know how young people.
That's what I'm thinking. So I was just like, don't. That's what I'm calling y'all. Y'all always give me good advice.
Well, I think those friends need to be shown the two of you are together.
Yeah.
And not where he just goes out and has a couple beers with them.
Right, because being on the receiving end, I empathize for Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
But what, you know, what's going on with you, with me? Okay, I know your friends are feeling this way. At the same time, please don't be on board with them, because I'm going to feel the same way here. You know?
Yeah, because they're going to lose one of their
buddies. Like, I'm not a secret. Like, I hope I'm not his secret, or, like, you know what I mean?
Right. I would ask him questions.
I'm not saying that you're his secret, but I also feel that he's stuck in the middle between having his buddies and having you. Yet the thing is, you know, 10 years from now, he may not even remember their name.
True.
5 years from now.
True.
So, exactly.
He's
going to remember my name.
Yeah. Well, I think that our Deborah here is right. It might not hurt to start having some conversations.
Yeah.
And if, like you said one time when you called in, Danielle, you said, if this isn't going anywhere, then I would like to be able to walk away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we talked last night. I went over to his house last night, and I forgot what he got upset about. But, like, I didn't really mean it, but, like, I was being serious at the time. Like, I was like, well, I could just not come over here anymore. I can just leave. And he was like, no, it's okay. Just stay. Like, it's fine. And he was like, please don't be mad at me. Like, please don't. Just stay. It's okay. Like, I want you to keep coming over and stuff.
Well, I believe him. I'm not seeing anything in your reading that gives any indication that he is untruthful.
And well, he's in a predicament too. I'm glad you see him thinking about, like, us maybe moving in, or, you know, just, you know, being more serious in our relationship, just something more official.
Well, you know, we are modern women living in a modern age.
Mm-hmm.
You could always approach that subject.
Yeah, and with gentle questions. Yeah, not so much as, I mean, last night worked, and, you know, you did get the response out of him that I think is a good one. It's just, I don't know if that will always work in certain situations. You know, I'm not going to come back or whatever.
I really didn't mean it, it was just like I was like, well, I could just not come back here. Like, if you don't want me to like come over here at this time, or you know what I mean? Like, I meant it. Like, I said it in the context, not of like being super dramatic, but just like I wanted to know like if he did really want me to be there or not, or like how he felt about me. And he was like, no, like it's fine. Like, please, like, because he got upset over something so small, and I just wanted him to realize like it's not really that big of a deal. So
he doesn't have much self confidence. And I think that's a weak spot for him.
Maybe that's what happened in the last relationship, and his friends know that.
Yeah.
You know, and at the same time, you know, Danielle's there to help them build it back up, but he's ultimately got to be the one to do it.
He does.
So yeah. I think, and I can sense that too, because we were together for 4 years and before our big breakup, and I can sense like he really didn't know how girls act, or like how, you know what I mean, until he went out and figured it out for himself. And now that he's with me again, he's like trying to find his self-confidence again, or something like that. Like, he thinks I hate him, and I don't.
Yeah, I would build him up, you know, to a certain degree, but you know, ultimately it has to come from within. So
I think this summer is going to be a very nice romantic time for the two of you. Use it
I'm gonna ask him to take me to his apartment pool. I'm gonna be like, let's go swimming.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
There you go. All right, well, Danielle.
Well, thank y'all so much. I always appreciate your advice.
Thank you,
honey.
Thank
you, y'all. Y'all have a great night. Thank you.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Wow. She's so sweet. Okay, we have another call, 504. Hello, 504. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Deborah from New Orleans.
Another Deborah.
Ooh, we have three of us now.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, Deborah, a little bit about your situation and what you'd like to know.
Well, I am kind of learning to stand up for myself. And I think that's why I've been kind of in the job I've been for a while. But we have a meeting tomorrow, and I'm a little nervous. I just wonder if you could give me some advice about that or what you see for that.
Okay, this meeting, is this a nice meeting, or is this something that could have some rocky undertones?
That's what I'm feeling, but it's a surprise. It's a surprise, so I'm not supposed to know, but my manager is not, she's kind of sneaky, and she's the one that told me, and I think it's about both her and I, and then the lady above her is coming in from a different state. So I don't really know what it's about. She said, she kept saying that we weren't getting along, but we were getting along. We didn't like in the past, but we are. So it's like she's trying to start something.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting where there's pot stirrers? I know around a lot lately, a lot of pot stirrers and kind of like a few perceptions of reality.
People call her that. People call her a pot stirrer.
And there you go.
Yeah. And, you know, I know you mentioned that you were a little nervous about the meeting tomorrow. In the meantime, and this works for me because I come from a place of anxiety, and I would breathe into the feelings of the nervousness and breathe them out, and, you know, doing the breathing techniques. That really, really helps me to calm down and relax and just know that whatever's going to happen is going to happen, but I need to maintain and be calm at all times, because how I act is all about me. How she acts is all about her.
And what I would throw in here, Deborah, I think what you've offered, Deborah number two, it's very good. Deborah number three, I would say, myself, I like to have many contingency plans in place. So what I would be doing is coaching myself tonight, and probably on your way to work tomorrow, of every sort of curveball that could get thrown at you and what the response is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that you are sort of versed, rather than sitting there with your jaw dropping open and not knowing how to respond. I do not think this woman is a fair, she's not a fair individual at all. She's a game player, the one you're telling me about. Mm-hmm. I feel that she has misrepresented you to the higher up, and you certainly have the right to defend yourself. And that's why I'm saying, think of every possible question that could be shot at you, that you would have a good, solid response. So they don't see, you know what I mean?
Yeah, at the same time, you know, what comes to my mind too is, you know, if something is said at the meeting that, you know, maybe she felt that you were whatever, who knows, you know, my reaction from my experience would, I would even say, hey, is that what you really feel? Is that your perception of what you thought was happening? You know, those kinds of things, gentle questions as well.
I'm going to turn the cards here, and I'm going to take a look at her and see what her motive is. We can do that.
The one coming in, the stirrer. No, the stirrer is the one here.
Yes, the pot stirrer. We're going to look at her and see what her big beef is. All right. And you just keep chatting, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So, how long have you worked with her and interacted with her?
3 years. And it's been
rough. You're learning a lot. Yeah. Trust me. I've had my share of pot stirrers, and for some reason, I still have them in my life, and they're going to be. The main thing for me is I love the fact that I'm not a pot stirrer, and seeing these people behave in those ways, I keep in mind, you know what, hurting people hurt people. Hurting people hurt people, but you know what? I'm going to set clear, healthy boundaries with this lady. You know, and if there's any misunderstanding, you know, we need to talk about it and get it out of the way, because people like that will make something out of nothing.
And the one thing I have seen is that women tend to have really poor relationships with each other. Oh, on the surface. Hello there, I've missed you. Here, give me a hug. But behind you turn your back and boom, there's a big knife thrust in your back.
That's tough. You know, for a person like me to think that, but I know it's there.
Well, I'm going to tell you right off the top, this woman is extremely jealous of you. She's treacherous. You could tell her the absolute truth about something, and she's going to twist it. All right?
Yeah.
She's going to
skewed perceptions. That's what I mentioned earlier. You know, you say something to someone, and then they spin it around.
Exactly. For instance, like, let's say Deborah here makes a comment about, say, President Trump. In support, let's say everybody in the office hates President Trump, but Deborah says that, yeah, I agree with all of you. This woman would go behind your back, and at the water cooler or in the bathroom, she'd be saying, can you believe her? She is a big Trump lover. I don't care what she says. Yeah, that's her. Yeah, that's her nature. She would like to see you get kicked out of there. She'd like to see you in like a move elsewhere.
And I'm looking, but I cannot manifest it. And I know that it's because I need to learn this lesson, because I usually run, and I'm not being able to run this time.
Oh, that's a good point.
I think there's going to be a lateral move offered to you, which is good for people that don't want a big radical change. Like, you know what I'm referring to, right? The lateral move. But I feel that it will be so up your alley if you get moved to a different location in your workplace, or you are given to another individuals that would be her leaders, her higher ups. You're going to thrive there. You are withering on the vine a little bit where you're at. You need a more conducive environment where you could really flourish. There's so much in you that these are gifts you haven't even tapped yet. Down the road, and I'm looking down the road, we're going to say like 5 years from now, I feel you are going to be in a completely different professional environment, and you are going to be in a higher, she's going to be in a position of management with a great deal of power.
So this woman may be her biggest gift.
It is. How about that? I think that's great what Deborah just said. She's not so much your nemesis. She is your greatest gift. So don't let that biatch pull anything on you tomorrow, okay?
You don't think I'm going to be fired, huh?
No, but I think she'd love to see it happen. I don't think
she has
enough leverage. Yeah, I don't think she has enough leverage for that. So you may have to defend yourself a little bit, but that's why I'm saying just coach yourself.
Yes, and also be prepared for some insanity, because sometimes these people with skewed perceptions come up with stuff that's way out there and
In left field.
Yeah, that's why the question, is that the way you see things? Wow. You know, and that kind of stuff is gentler than, hey, that's not me, blah, blah, blah.
There's a man here, Deborah, that I'm seeing hovering around this whole workplace.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't think she... Here's the thing. I think that she... Let me try to put this in a perspective that I can actually describe. I think she's had a huge crush on this guy, but he seems to really be very attentive to you. He's got a lot of affection for Deborah in a professional sense.
And some other women do not like that.
No. And this woman's been trying to play.
Because it's not about her.
No,
it's about Deborah.
She wants to play footsie with him, and he's not interested.
Too bad.
So you be careful. This woman might even throw in such a bombshell to insinuate that you and a man, that there's fraternizing going on.
Huh.
And she better have some evidence. That's the one thing I would be demanding.
Yeah.
Where's your evidence, lady?
Yeah, and she's definitely got a personality disorder.
Ooh, a card just jumped out as I was picking them up. Grandma used to say, if it falls to the floor, it comes to the door. Well, I caught it between my knees, but I think that can still constitute the floor. And it's the card that means money and prestige. And that means you're going to have... Yes, there is financial upswing for you coming, and a lot of prestige. So you better dream those big dreams. You have very dynamic cards, and women are always going to be jealous, and they're going to try to undermine you.
At the same time, just think of both of us, Deborah, is on your side tomorrow, because we have you, and so does the universe.
That's right. We do.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I do have a card that she always puts her hands on me. And if I need to, I'm going to report that. I've already reported it.
Yeah.
And
what kind of way does she do that?
That's a little strange. A lot strange.
You know, I've asked, please don't touch me, and she constantly will find ways to touch me. So I called HR, and they were like, they said it would be labeled as sexual harassment, but I said I did not. It's not sexual, it's bullying. And she goes, well, we don't have that. And I said, well, if she said I can put a complaint in, I said, the minute I file a complaint, I'm out of here. No way. And so she says, well, when you leave, I will put that in, and she will have to take a sexual harassment class. Now, this is my manager, okay? It's a very sticky situation.
They're going to have to beef up their policies so it can address things like bullying in the workplace.
Yeah.
That woman is doing it because she's a potster. And I wouldn't be – You might have a very good friend there that would tell you what the rumors are, because I think that woman keeps that rumor mill just churning.
Right, but at the same time,
when
someone says, hey, I feel uncomfortable when you're touching me, one would think, okay, I'm never going to do that again. And
I'd be embarrassed.
She
keeps doing it.
That's an instigator.
Mm, it is.
It's like, I know you don't like this, but I'm going to do it. Ha-ha, I'm an authority or whatever. Really? Wow.
Well, you know, karma... Carla loves to find a balance of all things. That woman's ultimately going to get booted out of there. Not today, not tomorrow, not next month, but it's coming, and she will get the boot.
But at the same time, you know, me being a sociologist, I'm thinking right there where when Deborah mentioned that she was touching her and sexual assault or whatever and bullying, because we don't have a criterion on bullying, it's not happening, basically, or we can't do anything about it. Really? That makes no sense. Makes no sense.
Well, Deborah,
you
go in there with gumption and
both of us
a nice stiff backbone tomorrow.
Yes.
And you don't take any of their, you know what.
Yeah, and don't let her stir you up and get you fiery, because then they'll look and say, see, look what she has to put up with all day. Look,
it'll validate
the
other woman's
allegations. That's why I ask more questions than anything. Then not to try to be defensive. Just ask a lot of
questions. Boy, we are really fired up on this one, aren't we? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Take care.
Wow.
Yeah,
we have another caller too, Deb.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Wow, I knew the calls would start coming in. They just love us. Okay, next is 360. Hello, 360. Your name and where you're calling from?
Melissa from the state of Washington.
Melissa.
Hello, and how are you in the state of Washington?
It's absolutely gorgeous here today. Thank you. How are you, ladies?
Well, we've had a coolish day, but we're going to 80-something tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like 89.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they say about Virginia? If you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes.
Yeah, it'll change.
It'll change.
What can we do for you, hon? What's your situation?
My job was eliminated 3 months ago, but there had been somebody at work that I rarely entangled with. I mean, I didn't have any connections with. And that person now has moved to Texas, but a week and a half before he moved to Texas, we finally got together and his train was already on the way out. So it was a dynamic. I mean, it was one of those ultra romantic, one of a lifetime kind of meetings and for several days. But
ooh la la.
I kind of like him back, but he's in more of a complicated situation. He took a job in Texas, and I'm up here in Washington and looking for a job. So that's the...
Okay. So you had a lovely romantic interlude.
I did.
Oh, boy.
Are you still in touch with him now? Just, you know, texting or something like that?
A little bit. The complication is he moved in with somebody he used to live with, but there's not a romantic situation there. She bought a house. He got a job. They know each other. They're, I guess, roommates at the moment.
Okay. Well, I am right now laying your cards down.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any concerns about the woman he's rooming with? Do you have any at all concerns about her?
Pardon me?
Do you have any concerns about roommate?
I don't have any concerns about her. I don't know the situation very well. We were all part of a group, but I kind of was not there because of my job change. And so I came in late in finding out any details about her. I know that she's younger. She's up and coming. It's not somebody he's really passionate about or just not enthused about, but somebody who was familiar because he was lonely up here. I live on an island. So the island wasn't giving him what he wanted, and then he found me, and then he'd already had this job and situation going.
Well, I'm going to be totally honest with you here, and just remember that is right this minute as I am reading your cards, this is going to be my perception, and the situation can change, but you need to have this insight. The move is definitely here, and I do believe he wishes that you would move closer to his location. Okay?
Okay.
This relationship happened before the two of you had your lovely, little escapade. I don't want to call it an escapade, but, you know, before you had that, I really feel he could have deep feelings for you. But I think the situation might be a little more complicated than he's let on.
Oh.
Okay, that this is quite possibly still a relationship with the other woman. But he is realizing that this is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
When people go back, they often realize, I can't do this anymore. And you were the one that came along as the paradigm shift, which I feel is what sent him on his way. That meeting you had with him, that little beautiful, ooh, la la
mm-hmm.
thing you had, that was meant for him to know that he doesn't have to stick with this clinging vine. And that's what I perceive her to be. She's like a clinging vine. And he's going to want to walk out, you know, get away from that. So just be aware that he's telling you how he wishes things could be.
Right.
But I think he's a little bit more tangled up in that than he'd like to admit. I do feel he's a good man. Right now, I feel like he's missing you terribly. Mm-hmm. And he's going to try now to withdraw a little bit from you because it hurts. And men don't like pain. Mm-hmm. So they'd rather run away from the thing they want. And men, when they listen to these shows, they don't like my point of view at all. But I'm sorry, guys. You know, the cards don't lie. And I think really it's going to take him some time to realize just how much you actually do mean to him. And he will be back in your life.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
And that other woman, she's going to fight tooth and nail to hang on to him. But she doesn't have, the... what would we call that? The charisma.
Yes, if there's no energy or, like she said, magic between
mm-hmm.
them two.
Yeah.
You know, these two, Melissa, right? Their magic
yeah.
is going to be stronger. It doesn't matter. The energy is going to be stronger.
And Melissa spoiled him during that little rendezvous. You set his hair on fire, honey.
You know what song came to mind? Remember Heart years ago, All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You? Heart?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. Came to mind when she was talking.
I can hear it in my
yes,
head.
That
and
song came to mind.
Absence
yeah.
is so going to make the heart grow fonder. So
well,
I
and I just had a meeting yeah. with someone that actually he talked to before he left. He couldn't even say goodbye to me because he said it would hurt him too much to say goodbye to me. And that that he was already committed and to a job
yeah.
and to this situation. And he wants to see where that, you know, he needs that validation that it is or it isn't.
He does. He does. And you know what? He's going to find that it's an unbearable situation. And what has literally happened here is he's gone back to be able to bring that relationship to a point of completion where he can put a great big period at the end of that sentence. So when he comes to you, he'll be free and clear. And I do believe there's a future here for you.
Oh,
I do.
And,
like with wedding bells and everything.
Yeah. So at the same time, since he has a job, well, since he has a job in Texas, are you willing to relocate at all?
Yes. Yes. I lived in
yes.
New Mexico and Arizona before.
Nice.
Okay. The only thing is.
But I need to get a job. I need to get a job before all that happens. And so I'm kind of frustrated about that, too.
Let
yeah.
it come in its
yeah.
own way in time. What is meant to be will be.
True.
And I
yes.
think this man needs to be without you right now. Nothing makes the heart have 20/20 vision being like being with the wrong person. Okay.
Yeah.
And the worst thing would be right. is if he were to take her in his arms and call her Melissa.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, investing in a relationship.
Right.
That's huge. Yeah.
It
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
So I would give this guy the benefit of the doubt. Just don't make it too easy for him to, you know, for her to be close location-wise for him to kind of have his cake and eat it too.
Oh, boy. No, we're
not
going
to allow
that.
He would do that, really,
yeah.
from seeing the cards. He's got a lot of integrity.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. And
yes.
you've ruined him now. He's got nothing. You have. He's got nothing to give her. So you've ruined him, and that's a good thing. He needs somebody who will really make him happy. He does. And that girl,
well,
I feel also, she's got a drug problem or a drinking problem that's a real issue.
He does or she
hmm?
Does? He does?
She does.
She does.
She does.
He drinks quite a bit, too.
Well, he's not, she's more of a real addicted person. That
okay.
drinking he does, I feel from the cards, is due to his unhappiness. He'll get over that.
Mm.
Put a man in a happy spot. he'll be.
But I'm not a drinker,
you.
So it would be really. yeah. But I have to land somewhere before that, right?
You have to. I'm sorry. What did she say?
I didn't. Know.
I
have
didn't
to
get
a
get
job.
It.
Job and move somewhere else before that.
How about if you just let it come in the, you know, be a feather on the wind right now. I love when people do this. That's letting the future come to you. Instead of, some people have to really struggle and strive, you know, to, to like say, do an amazing big thing in their lives. But I feel all she's got to do is just be patient And it's going to all unfold the way it's supposed to for her. Now watch yourself enjoying some serendipity where all of a sudden you're going to hear about this fantastic opportunity, or you'll see something in the paper. Some people have even turned on their computers and boom, there's this magical job right in front of them. That to me is divine intervention. So then one step will lead to another, and there's no doubt in my mind the two of you are going to end up together. And I don't often say that. So good luck to you, Melissa.
Thank you both very much.
And keep us posted. Do call us again. We'd love to check out the cards and find out how you're doing.
I will. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, we're at the end of our show. Deborah and I, Deborah number one and Deborah number two, we have to say goodbye, but we will be here for you next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3
Central Time? Pacific Time.
Pacific Time. Yes. And we will answer more of your questions. In the meantime, we hope all of you have a wonderful, wonderful week. I do want to leave you with the words of my grandmother who taught me this most amazing method of perceiving the future and teaching us ways that we can alter that future. She would say, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. Deborah, Jim, the camera guy, Nicole, all of you, bye-bye, and we'll see you next week. Love you.
Find all of the News for the Soul show hosts, all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Click on their picture on the homepage to find all the links discussed in today's show. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.